I'm Rashi, and this is the Business Today Daily News Podcast. Here are the top stories for today. Delhi continued to battle severe pollution for the fourth consecutive day, even as authorities said that increased wind speed may bring respite and improve the air quality. While the Central Pollution Control Board data showed the overall air quality index at severe level of 408, the center-run system of air quality and weather forecasting showed an AQI of 385, which falls in the very poor category. 23 areas recorded severe pollution levels, while 12 areas witnessed very poor air quality. With the national capital battling severe air pollution, Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal said yesterday the Delhi government will implement the odd-even scheme to regulate plying of private vehicles in the city whenever it is required. He said the Delhi government was taking several steps for reducing pollution levels in the national capital. In view of the city's severe air quality, the Supreme Court appointed Environment Pollution Control Authority on Monday banned industrial activities in pollution hotspots and construction work across Delhi NCR till Wednesday. Moving on, leading milk supplier Mother Dairy has entered into Rs 4,000 crore organic food business as part of its strategy to diversify product portfolio. The company is targeting a revenue of Rs 50 crore next fiscal and Rs 100 crore in 2021. Mother Dairy Fruits and Vegetables Director Saugata Mitra said. Mother Dairy has launched its organic range of fresh fruits and vegetables and other kitchen ingredients under its horticulture brand Saffal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Tuesday inaugurated India's longest rail-cum-road bridge in Assam. Apart from facilitating railways and road transport, this 4.94-kilometer bridge is also a strategically important project over the mighty Brahmaputra at Bogibeel. The Bogibeel Bridge, which was a part of the Assam Accord and sanctioned in 1997-98, will also play a crucial role in defense movement along the India-China border in Arunachal Pradesh. The Reserve Bank of India will soon introduce a new Rs 20 currency note with additional features according to a document of the central bank. The central bank has already issued new look currency notes in the denominations of Rs 10, 50, 100 and 500 besides introducing Rs 200 and Rs 2000 bank notes. From smartphones, laptops to LED TVs, Xiaomi's list of products is pretty endless. Now add an internet browser called the Mint Browser to this list. Xiaomi's main purpose behind creating a browsing app is to offer a responsive experience to the owners of underpowered Android phones, especially in the developing markets. Along with options like Chrome, Firefox, Microsoft Edge, Safari, Android users can now add one more option in the form of Mint Browser. The USP of the browser is its low memory and storage requirements. Budget carrier IndiGo is likely to induct its first long-range jet A321neo in its fleet this Saturday after a delay of almost 1 month, which will pave the way for the airline to launch its much-awaited medium-haul international operations, a source said yesterday. The Gurugram-based largest domestic carrier by market share currently has shorter-range A320neos in its fleet of 200-odd planes, which also has A320s and ATR jets. Government's plans to bring changes in IT rules for greater scrutiny of social media and online platforms has raised concerns with IT and law experts who say the amendments may allow authorities to seek user data invading privacy and free speech. One of the amendments being mulled in the IT intermediary rules will require these platforms to enable tracing out of such originators of information as needed by government agencies that are legally authorized. The controversial area has marked a prolonged tug of war between the center and WhatsApp following incidents of mob violence incited by rumors floating on the popular messaging app. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Do tune in tomorrow for more business news.